And that plague destroyed a lot of people. Major. Imagine doing that, going into a biological place, taking a pure strain of HIV or AIDS and putting it in an open wound and it dying right there. Man, that's just like, God help me. But if you never ask, you'll never have it. If you never seek, you'll never find. Do you know that God will give you as much of Him as you're hungry for? I know you're here on Saturday nights, but it draws further into the heart of God for you to be hungrier than it takes to just get here on a Saturday. This takes a getting up in the morning and crying out for more of Him. And when you don't get it, you cry out more. Because the deep cries out to deep. It's about the longing. He says, he that hungers and thirsts. So what's it mean to hunger? What's it mean to thirst? Be set in a desert for 3 days in the heat and have no water and see an oasis or see something. See water a half a mile away and you have hardly any strength to get there. You're going to get there. Why? Because you are so thirsty and you know you're going to die unless you get it. That's what he's talking about. Hunger. I read in a book about you can do a lot with a nation. You can do a lot with a certain group of people until they start to get hungry. You can do a lot at church on Sunday till 12:30, 1 o'clock rolls around. And come on. Where are we going to eat? No, that's not the same. But I am saying that who here has gotten really, really hungry to the point where you have pains in your stomach? Anybody else besides me? Yeah, nobody. Boy, I got a couple honest people. All right. Well, look, it's the point where you're like, oh my gosh, I got to have something. And really, your body, like when you go to fast, when you go out and fast, your body, you're really not going to die.